The inception point is the all-time classic Dazed and Confused. You know, that's I was at school at University of Texas. I'm living in Austin, obviously. I go to the right bar at the right time in the summer of 1992, meet the right guy, go in, read for a part, get the role, three lines turn into 3 weeks work. The character Wooderson emerges, the movie shot by local guy, director Richard Linklater. It comes out. It sort of captured Austin. You know, he'd already made Slacker. Richard had made Slacker before that, which captured Austin. And then this classic, which became a cult classic, and people, you know, run on repeat now, Dazed and Confused. It was that became a symbol of Austin, and it was shot in Austin. And it had a feel, and it was iconic in that way. And then Wooderson, the character I played, is an iconic, cool character, and some lines came out of that. And there I was the local guy. You know, I was a guy who went to school there. I was in the guy who, as soon as I could, moved back there. Well, look, that was my very first film. I didn't know what I didn't know what acting was, but I had instincts for it. I was asking myself the right questions before ever taking an acting class, like who is my man before every scene? What do I want? That I still ask today after 28 years and actually learning the craft and studying with teachers and stuff. So I had the instincts for it. Best lesson was this for me. I was in film school studying to be a director. And I remember thinking that as a director, this is before I did Dazed and Confused, that boy, I better have the answer to everything. And if I don't, I'm failing as a director. So I wouldn't even ask for help or have a conversation to let someone that might reveal that I didn't know what I was doing or have it didn't have a strong choice on something. I get on Dazed and Confused. Richard Linklater's the director. I got three lines written. I end up working for 3 weeks. Characters are lobbing me lines in the middle of scenes that weren't even written, writing me into scenes. Richard Linklater's calling me back, going like, "Hey man, like freshman's gonna get some beer. You know, there's a party tonight. Wooderson's the only guy with a job. You got some change in your pocket. You think Wooderson would be a guy who might loan some, put some money?" Throw in the pot for some beer. I'm like, yeah, Wooderson would do that. Boom, shoot the scene. You know, so the first scene I got in, I was not supposed to work that night. It was a makeup and wardrobe test. And Richard comes up and says, "Hey, you know, Wooderson's kind of guy. He's been with typical hot chicks, right? Do you think he'd have interest in the redheaded intellectual?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, Wooderson likes all kind of chicks, man." Marissa Ricci is though playing. Intellectual. She's in the car with her nerdy friends. Maybe Wooderson picks up and tries to pick her up. And I'm like, give me 30 minutes. And I took a walk with myself asking that question. Who's my man? What do I love? What am I about? What's going on tonight? I said, it's cool. There's a party coming up. I'm down here. Maybe I speak a little Spanish. But next thing I know, man, I'm sitting here with a lavalier mic on, about to shoot the first scene of my career, and there's nothing written. And Marissa Ricci's character, Cynthia, is sitting over in that car, and then on action, all I know is I'm supposed to pull up and try and pick her up. So I start going over in my head, who's my man? What am I about? In my head, I say, Wooderson's about his car. Well, fucking cool, man. I'm in my 70 Chevelle. There's one. I said, Wooderson's about getting high. I said, well, old Slater's riding shotgun. He's always got a doobie rolled up. So I said, I'm about rock and roll. And I said, well, shit, man, I got Nugent Stranglehold in the 8-track, man. There's three. And then I hear action. And I look up at Cynthia, the redhead intellectual over there, and I go, and Wooderson's about picking up chicks. I put it in drive, pulled out, and in my mind, I said, I got three out of four going to get the fourth. All right, all right, all right. First three words I ever said on screen. So the collaboration that I learned, the fact that if you just set up a scenario and if you know your man or your character or your woman, whatever it is, go be that. Be in that place, you know. But also on that directing side, I came back, was a much better director because I saw that, oh, it is a collaboration. Richard Linklater never said the word N-O, no matter what. He would direct you by playing verbally playing ping pong with her. Yeah, well, maybe he did this. Yeah, what do you think? It would never come up and go, I want you to, he gave ownership to the actors. You know what, this is how cool this direction is. His first direction was he made a soundtrack for every character specific to their character and said, basically, here's your homework. Go listen to this cassette, I think it was at the time, yeah, of the soundtrack for your character. So you're riding around Friday night, hanging out at the dead end, getting high, having beers with your folks, listening to a badass soundtrack going, I'm doing my homework. But that direction did not tell any of us what to do, because nobody wants to be told what to do. But it put us in a space to go, oh yeah, okay, this is where I live. Why do I like that band? Let me go listen to some more songs from that band, et cetera, et cetera. So that was some of the coolest lessons I got from that.